The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from the m-enabling.com website, AI and Digital Transformation, New Paradigms for Accessibility and Inclusion Strategies. Register for M-Enabling Summit 2023 at the Hotlink. Join disability advocates, corporations, government agencies, academia, and accessibility executives at the 11th M-Enabling Summit, the leading all-inclusive conference and showcase dedicated to fostering innovations, solutions, and strategies for digital inclusion. Participants will benefit from rich and unique networking opportunities with thought leaders, technology providers, innovators, and developers of assistive technologies that serve more than 1 billion persons with disabilities and an expanding aging population globally. The 2023 M-Enabling Summit will examine how AI drives innovation and automation in multiple areas, allowing to scale up digital accessibility in unprecedented ways and review risks for persons with disabilities that organizations need to mitigate. Practitioners will be sharing how they manage their product life cycles and digital transformations to support their accessibility journeys and help achieve their organization's diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI objective. Case studies will illustrate how accessibility features of products and services are leveraged to better serve persons with disabilities and older persons in work environments for digital products and services, urban and transportation environments, e-commerce, leisure, social, or educational activities. A unique venue for dialogue and cooperation, the 2023 M-Enabling Summit will feature panel discussions, open conversations with innovators and disruptors in digital inclusion, instant polls, networking meetups, brainstorming, and live debates among disability advocacy leaders, business executives, accessibility experts, and information technology and assistive technology providers. On day three of the summit, the International Association of Accessibility Professionals, IAAP, will host a thought leadership expert forum on integrating accessibility in an organizational maturity. Key topics: how AI will transform the digital accessibility ecosystem, the future of user interfaces, extended reality and assistive navigation apps and services, new enablers for inclusive workplaces, Marrakesh Treaty, addressing gaps in adoption at a global level, W3C WAI update on web accessibility guidelines, the impact of AI on assistive technologies, implementation and impact of the European Accessibility Act, global accessibility regulatory trends, drivers and solutions for inclusive digital gaming, usability testing and research, latest U.S. legislative and regulatory developments, IoT for independent living, the impact of AI on accessibility testing, AI for users online safety, latest advances of social media accessibility, Technology Watch, neurotechnologies and brain-computer interfaces for persons with disabilities, inclusive retail and customer service. There is a boatload of logos for the conference sponsors on the website. The 2023 M-Enabling Summit runs from October 10th through 12th in Washington, D.C. From nfb.org, White Cane Awareness Day. The National Federation of the Blind celebrates White Cane Awareness Day every year on October 15th. For blind people, the white cane is an essential tool that gives us the ability to achieve a full and independent life. It allows us to move freely and safely from place to place, whether it's at work, at school, or around our neighborhoods. White Cane Awareness Day is our way of emphasizing the critical role that this tool plays in living the lives we want and informing the public about its true significance. NFB President Mark A. Riccobono. How to celebrate White Cane Awareness Day. Organize an activity or event. On White Cane Awareness Day and throughout Blind Equality Achievement Month, members of the NFB conduct activities in their local communities, such as white cane walks, film screenings, and social events. Work with your chapter or state president to get the word out about your event. Order materials like brochures and Braille alphabet cards through the Independence Market. There's a hot link for that. Email communicationstream@nfb.org for information about using the NFB logo and other branding questions. Email your activity or event details to web@nfb.org so that we can feature them on our website. Connect with us on social media, Facebook and Twitter, using the hashtag BlindMonth. Encourage your local government to issue a proclamation. Anyone can encourage their local government to issue a White Cane Awareness Day proclamation. This is a great way to involve your local community and educate the public about the blind. Please print out either the White Cane Awareness Day proclamation in HTML or the White Cane Awareness Day proclamation in Word and share it with your local administration. There are hot links for both documents. How white canes work. We use our senses of hearing and touch to explore and understand the world around us. The white cane, in effect, makes our hands and arms longer so that we can assess the situation and move quickly and confidently. The white cane allows us to avoid obstacles, find steps and curves, locate and step over cracks or uneven places in the sidewalk, find doorways, get into cars and buses, and much more. What to do when you see someone using a white cane? When you see a blind person using a white cane, remember that the cane is our tool to safely and independently navigate the environment. There's no need to shout warnings or try to physically steer us so that our canes won't bump into things. Remember that we are using our canes to explore what's around us. If we need any help or direction, we'll ask. If you are driving or cycling and see someone using a white cane, you must follow the law and stop to give that person the right of way. Here are more tips to keep in mind when meeting a blind person. There's a hot link for that. The history of White Cane Awareness Day. While it was not uncommon throughout history for blind people to use a stick or a cane to navigate, society largely didn't accept that blind people could travel by ourselves until recently. In the 1960s, the National Federation of the Blind became a leader in fighting for the rights of the blind and in pioneering innovative training programs using the white cane. At our urging, the United States Congress adopted a joint resolution in 1964, designating October 15th of each year as White Cane Safety Day, and recognizing that white canes enable blind people to travel safely and independently. While the white cane does keep blind people safe because drivers and other pedestrians can easily see it, it is also a tool that blind people use to explore and navigate our environment. For this reason, the emphasis of White Cane Safety Day has shifted over time away from safety and toward independence and equality. We believe that it's important to celebrate this history and recognize the white cane as the tool that allows the blind to come and go on our own, as President Lyndon Johnson said back in 1964. To emphasize the shift in focus from safety to independence, and to continue to use the white cane as a symbol, we have chosen to refer to this day as White Cane Awareness Day. On a related topic, AwareWolfGear.com offers the all-terrain cane. Originally designed for the backcountry trails of Sedona, Arizona, the all-terrain cane, ATC, excels everywhere life takes you. Whether you're taking a stroll down the block, at the beach, on snowy sidewalks, your grandchild's playground, or on the trails, the ATC gives you the power to explore where other mobility canes wouldn't dream to go. High-strength design and innovation with lightweight, super-strong titanium alloy, the ATC supports you as you walk walk or hike, giving you the support and stability of a reinforced mobility cane, terrain, obstacles, navigation, and more. The 16-inch grip handle is designed and built for both golf and ski pole grips, with room to choke up or down when climbing. The high-performance rollerball tip connects you to all terrains and surfaces. The ATC features traditional white and red reflective materials, as users are accustomed to. All-terrain cane specifications. One size fits most, adjustable cane. Shortest length, fully retracted, 51 inches or 130 centimeters. Tallest length, fully extended, 61 inches or 155 centimeters. Folded, 21 inches in length. Cane weight with rollerball, 14.8 ounces or 418 grams. Number of sections, 3-section folding cane with adjustable grip handle plus interchangeable cane tip. Cane construction, titanium alloy, rollerball tip included. All measurements include rollerball tip attached to the cane. Order your ATC today at the link, All-Terrain Cane by Awerewolf Gear, for interest-free payments of $30 with Affirm. Learn more at the Hop link or add to your cart. There are user testimonials, and there are 3 videos with simple tips while using your all-terrain cane. Featured and reviewed by The Blind Life, there's a video for that, and there are more testimonials, including one from Chris Skidmore from the Popular Tech Tips podcast. He used to be with us. Takes a deep dive with our very own Sedona Dave, inventor of the new all-terrain cane, ATC. There's a hot link to listen to that interview. Also seen at the new Visions Gala, the ZYRLO.com website has details about the Lyric Assistive Reader. That's L-Y-R-I-Q, capital Q, not the same as a Cadillac. The Lyric Assistive Reader is designed to assist people living with blindness or vision impairments. This scan-and-read device scans printed documents and reads them out loud. It is spectacularly fast, extremely accurate, and very easy to use. With the Lyric, you can read a book, an envelope, the letter that came in it, a prescription label, and anything else. Place a document on the device's base surface. The Lyric will immediately scan it and start reading the contents out loud. No waiting, pressing buttons, or any other ways of getting frustrated. The interactive and responsive Lyric takes a couple of seconds to start reading. The Lyric Reader advantages. Simple. Place the printed page on the Lyric Reader's reading surface and start listening to contents. Responsive, immediate result and feedback, no getting lost, no confused waiting. Compact, fold flat, store like a laptop. Intuitive, minimal actions are necessary to make use of other basic, few, and important device features. Convenient, large, tactile buttons support and assist every step of the way. Bluetooth enabled, connect to external speakers or hearing aids. Battery AC powered. All-day lasting battery allows taking the device from the living room to couch to the kitchen island and outside to the patio for relaxed and pleasant reading, or plug into an outlet if sitting close by. The Lyric Reader Keypad. The Lyric Reader Keypad gives more options to navigate the text via additional buttons. The Lyric Reader Keypad is wireless and snap attaches to the back of the device. What is blind bowling? Raleigh Outlaws Bowling League, 1209 Somerset Road, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610, 919-740-1073. Bowling is a sport which needs little or no adaptation to be fully enjoyed by people with little or no vision. What kind of adaptations are made? Totally blind individuals use a rail to position themselves on the approach. The rail is a series of aluminum pipes which snap together and are weighted down on either end. It is then placed on the approach from the ball return to the foul line and serves as a guide for those bowlers who are unable to see the lanes. Assistance from a sighted person is needed to determine the position of the remaining pins. Who are the Raleigh Outlaws? With approximately 30 sanctioned members during the 22-23 season, the Outlaws are one of the best-known leagues for visually impaired bowlers in the nation. Anyone, sighted or blind, may sanction with the Outlaws and participate in all events. The league works to maintain a balance of 80% visually impaired and 20% sighted membership. The Outlaws bowl each Friday night at 7 p.m. at Buffalo Lanes North in Raleigh from the first part of December until the early part of May. Visitors are always welcome. The Outlaws host an annual tournament, the Outlaw Invitational, on a Saturday in late April or early May. Many league members regularly participate in other regional and national tournaments as well. How can I be involved? The Outlaws always welcome new members, visitors, and volunteers. Volunteer pin spotters are especially needed during our annual Outlaw Invitational Tournament. If you would like further information on blind bowling and the Outlaws, please contact League President Sharon Benton at 919-740-1073 or email her at snbenton@gmail.com. There are photographs of players at a tournament on the back of the brochure. And the mailing address for Sharon is on the envelope. Information for other blind bowling leagues is available at ABBA1951.com. There's a list by state of all of the bowling leagues available. North Carolina has the Durham Pin Devils 160. Contact person Veronica Brandon, 919-244-9506. Email drhmpindevils, Durham Pin Devils, @gmail.com. The Friday Morning Rollers, 117. Contact LaDonna Watts, 336-886-3259. Email lwatts555@icloud.com. The Forsyth Blind Bowlers, 154. Contact Jerry Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, 336-391-0054. Email jerrymintz@att.net. Gate City Blind Bowlers, 166. Contact Terrell Jones, 336-337-7131. Email jones.terrell1123@yahoo.com. Rocky Mount Wildcats, 155. Contact Diane with an E, Bachelor. That's D-I-A-N-N-E. 252-442-3253. Email ddbat@hotmail.com. Fightingblindness.org has an article by Simone Robinson. That's S-I-M-O-N-E, Robinson. Meet Rebecca Rosenberg, the founder of assistive technology startup Reboka Vision Technologies, REBOKEH. From her diagnosis of oculocutaneous albinism, OCA1, at a young age, the engineering student turned CEO's journey has been quite unique. Now, at the age of 25, she stands at the forefront of revolutionizing assistive technology for those with moderately low vision. Several months after birth, Rebecca accompanied her mother to a routine dental appointment. While in the doctor's office, the receptionist noticed some irregularities in her nystagmus due to her own family's history of blindness. After a few weeks, she reached out to Rebecca's parents, which led to a series of doctor visits and initial misdiagnosis. Rebecca was ultimately diagnosed with OCA1 and underwent strabismus surgery at the age of 3. It basically resulted in decreased visual acuity, says Rebecca. The way I would describe it is if a regular-sighted person sees in high definition, I see in standard definition. I'm missing pixels, and a lot of them. I spent most of my life growing up not really sure if I was going to be able to get my driver's license. After discovering her diagnosis as an adult, Rebecca began to connect with organizations such as the National Organization for Albinism and Hypopigmentation, NOAA, where she discovered a supportive community of individuals with similar experiences. I was in my 20s before I found out I had albinism because I never asked any questions, she says. It was only when I was starting Raboca that I asked, and my mom shared the diagnosis that I received from the doctor. And that was when I realized that there was a whole albinism community of people who were like me. I realized that there were organizations like NOAA that support people specifically with albinism, and that led me to my first NOAA conference that I went to last summer. I got to meet all of these fantastic people with the same lived experience as me in ways that I didn't realize were a result of my albinism. Rebecca went on to pursue an undergraduate degree in biomedical engineering at Bucknell University in Pennsylvania. After graduating, she went to Johns Hopkins University to pursue a master's degree at the Center of Bioengineering Innovation and Design. During her time at Johns Hopkins University, she actively participated in projects focused on global health. For 1 year, she led a project on the development of a tool designed to automatically classify mosquitoes based on photographs before transitioning to entrepreneurship full-time. There are a lot of qualities that you need to have to be an entrepreneur and to create something where nothing existed before, says Rebecca. I think that the qualities that are embedded in a person who has lived with any type of disability include self-reliance, perseverance, risk-taking, and the understanding of how to deal with the loneliness of knowing that other people don't know what you're dealing with. All those things make a good entrepreneur, and people with disabilities are learning those things as children. Rebecca's initial inspiration to start Raboca stemmed from her personal experience with albinism and the lack of assistive technology available for individuals between the vision spectrum. The initial motivation was that there was nothing available for me, and I wanted to make something that would work for me, says Rebecca. I managed to get a grant from my undergraduate university to take on that problem for a summer. By the end of the summer, I had less than the back of a napkin idea, but I felt that a smartphone app would make sense and be the right way to move forward. Once news began to spread after a few local interviews, Rebecca recognized the importance of her idea to the visually impaired community. She dedicated herself to the project throughout her 3 years as a student, collaborating with fellow students and experts, leading to the establishment of Raboca Vision Technologies. Her expanding team has become a vital part of the development process, and user feedback has served as an integral part of shaping the app into what it is today. The Raboca smartphone app is a modern assistive technology for individuals with low vision. Unlike conventional assistive tools, such as tactile and audio descriptions, the app grants users the unique ability to utilize their camera feeds to modify the appearance of the world around them. For a year, Raboca was in beta with about 100 users and a full advisory board of people who were providing us feedback on everything, from bugs to different capabilities people wanted to see it have in the future, Rebecca recalls. Since then, the company has expanded to include users in 96 countries and has recently launched Raboca Plus, their first premium subscription tier. Raboca Plus allows users access to tailored features, including expanded inversion options, the ability to upload and adjust images, and customizable presets to further adjust their experience to fit their unique needs. While the company has achieved significant success, what truly fulfills Rebecca is the relationships she has cultivated with fellow entrepreneurs and the profound impact the app has had on the lives of visually impaired individuals who have had positive experiences using the app. People and relationships are so important as you go through this journey, especially because you can begin to help other people too, says Rebecca. As I have had more experience as an entrepreneur, I've been able to help other entrepreneurs, and it's a really fun and rewarding cycle once you get in the startup world. With significant plans for her company and high hopes for the future of assistive technology, Rebecca plans to expand further and leverage emerging technologies such as machine learning and artificial intelligence. I think we are really going to move to holding assistive technology companies to a higher standard in terms of the products that they are producing, especially at the price points that a lot of them tend to come in at, says Rebecca. And I also think that as additional technology becomes available and shakes up the tech landscape as a whole, I'm hoping that we start to see that embedded into assistive technologies. There are several new posts on coolblindtech.com about the iPhone 15. Here is one of them. Unlocking accessibility of the iPhone 15 Pro's action button. Posted September 13th. Apple has ushered in a new era of button functionality with the introduction of the action button on the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max. This innovative hardware feature offers users a dynamic range of customizable functions, enriched by haptic feedback and visual cues displayed on the dynamic island. Out of the box, the action button maintains its original purpose as a mute toggle, where a single press silences the device and another press reverts it to its normal sound mode. However, what sets the all-new action button apart is its versatility. It replaces the traditional single-function ring silent switch, opening up a world of possibilities. Users can now swiftly access a multitude of functions, such as activating the camera, flashlight, voice memos, focus modes, translate, and various accessibility features like voiceover, Zoom, assistive touch, live speech, and more. Moreover, users have the option to link it with shortcuts for even greater flexibility. The real magic happens when you perform a press and hold gesture. The finely tuned haptic feedback and visual cues on the dynamic island ensure that the action button delivers the intended action precisely. Users can tailor these actions to their preferences through settings, assigning various functions to different gestures. Here's an overview of what the action button can be programmed to do. Number 1. Accessibility. Seamlessly access an array of accessibility settings, including voiceover, Zoom, assistive touch, live speech, and more. Number 2. Magnifier. Activate the Magnifier app to harness the iPhone's camera as a powerful magnifying glass for zooming in on small text or objects. Number 3. Shortcuts. Open your preferred apps or run custom shortcuts created or downloaded from the Shortcuts app, enabling actions like sending messages, playing playlists, or managing smart home devices. Number 4. Silent Mode. Offered as a nod to the classic ring silent switch on previous iPhone models, toggle silent mode on or off, muting or unmuting the ringer and alerts with ease. Number 5. Camera. Capture photos, selfies, videos, or portrait shots with a simple press of the action button. Number 6. Flashlight. Eliminate your surroundings by toggling the flashlight on or off at your convenience. Number 7. Focus. Seamlessly enable or disable focus mode for uninterrupted productivity or relaxation. Number 8. Translate. Launch the Translate app swiftly and initiate text or conversation translations with a single press of the action button. Number 9. Voice Memos. Effortlessly start or stop recording voice memos using the Voice Memos app. For those opting for standard iPhone 15 or iPhone 15 Plus models, the familiar ring silent switch retains its place, highlighting the action button as a standout feature exclusive to the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max. As we eagerly await the pre-order availability of the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max September 15th, with initial shipments and in-store access beginning on September 22nd, it's clear that the action button heralds an exciting chapter in iPhone functionality, offering users newfound flexibility and convenience in the palm of their hands. Well, I've run out of this week's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind or have low vision or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next week.